This is the astrology forecast for the 2017 Virgo Full Moon by Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net. The Virgo Full Moon takes place on March 12, 2017 at 2:54 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 10:54 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and 2:54 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time at 22 degrees Virgo, 13 minutes, 22 degrees Pisces, 13 minutes. Being in your head is not necessarily avoidance. Sometimes, stepping back and having a think is a healthy response. An emotional pause button is one of the gifts of this year's Virgo full moon. Pressing it might take some effort, given the pace, intensity, and emotional riptides of life at present. And they are exactly why this break is needed. Virgo is prone to analysis, discernment, finding flaws, and identifying room for improvement, a bent that is at odds with the emotions that crest at a full moon. Those waters are particularly high, alluring, and all-encompassing right now, making the Virgo lifeline all the more a cosmic gift. With the Pisces Sun conjunct Chiron and Virgo's ruler, the messenger god Mercury, close by, boundaries dissolve. Wounds and messages and senses of self blur, blend, and pass by osmosis. Aware or not, we're sensitives, sponges, and mind melders. The potential is equally high for transcendence, bliss, compassion, spiritual healing, and communion, and for giving in to a bottle, the voices in our head, lies, delusions, or insanity. Fortunately, we have a recently restocked toolkit. The Virgo-Pisces eclipses of the last 2 years put us through the paces of setting healthy boundaries and cleaning up our side of the fence, and challenged us to move from martyrdom and scapegoating to compassion and forgiveness toward ourselves as well. Last month's Pisces new moon ended that cycle and carried us into a revamped way of coexisting. The Virgo full moon is delivering the first status report of how we're faring, and with it, a couple of aids that might just keep us sane, stable, and intact. One is a trine between the moon and Pluto, lord of the underworld, hidden treasures, and the evolutionary processes of nature. With logic and the non-rational working together, monumental focus and personal power are inevitable if you don't talk or worry yourself out of them. This contact deepens the Virgo moon's analytical bent and transforms its signature knack for details into coolly and efficiently identifying the ones that matter and discarding the ones that don't. Remember this if you find yourself drowning in the news or other people's dramas. That enhanced sorting and analyzing comes in handy if phobias and other psycho beasties crawl out of the open channel between emotions and the subconscious. You'll see this in others. Step into observer mode to check it out in yourself. The trine lends an organic ease to tackling and embracing hard truths and claiming your emotional power, both of which could take care of any creepy crawlies, not to mention boundary bleeding. Additional stabilizing comes from Mars, which entered Taurus on March 9th. Mars rules how we use our energy and go after what we want. In the first Earth sign of the zodiac, he is as slow, steady, practical, and tactile as can be. Part of us may be zoning out in a cosmic hot tub, but Mars wants to make things happen in the here and now on terra firma, very firma indeed. Physical, sensory, sensual experiences have their place in the Virgo full moon process. The mind is not the only part of us that's chewing. The emotional culmination inherent in a full moon always lights up issues of emotional sustenance, nourishment, safety, and security. With Mars in Taurus, our bodies are going to participate in the data collection. Some of that data collection might involve another person or two. It's likely candidates will appear, what with Venus, the ruler of all we hold dear, retrograde in Huntress mode, aka Aries. The testing could be as no fuss, no muss as sharing coffee or a meal with a past love and using the contact to assess that relationship's place in your story. The testing could, of course, be more. Whichever way your assessment goes, instinctive, immediate impulses follow. Saying no, jumping into your mind, and wiping your brow with relief is one scenario. Or following the first two steps with recognizing what you do want and going after that. Or leaping into what's right in front of you. Treat it all as part of the full moon status report. With the current celestial lineup, you stand to gain mental and emotional clarity, empowerment, focus, and scads of practical backup for your decisions. You may redraw a line or two. You may decide to drop a habit or adopt a new one. And you will gain momentary breaks from the mad whirl of life. They will stabilize your emotions and restore your sanity or a semblance of it, and send you back out with a solid, confident core. Think, as the Virgo moon will so often incline you to do, of the takeaway as your own inner anchor. Join my Facebook Live Astro Chat about this Virgo full moon on Friday, March 10th at noon Eastern Standard Time on the Ohm Times Magazine Facebook page. And if you'd like to explore more about what relationships mean to you, listen to my Intro to Understanding Relationships Through Astrology at the Ohm Times Experts Learning Platform. It's live Thursday, March 9th at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and thereafter on demand at experts.ohmtimes.com/Kathy Biehl. That's spelled KathyBiehl. I am Kathy Biehl, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to listen to my weekly podcast, sign up for my mailing list, and learn about booking a session with me. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian channel.